Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take a moment to center yourself on the presence of God. Bring your heart before him. Bring your distractions. This coming Sunday, we light the second Advent candle, often called the Bethlehem candle, and consider the peace we have because of the coming of Christ. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased." Father, we thank you for your Son, who is truly the Prince of Peace. Because of him, we have access both to peace with God and the peace of God. Holy Spirit, come, stir up our hearts as we consider the peace we have with God in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, remember that at one time, you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God and in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who are far off, and peace to those who are near. For through him, we have access in one Spirit to the Father. He, Jesus himself, is our peace. Father, we thank you that the peace we have with you stands on the basis of Christ alone, his coming, his living, his dying, his rising and ascending, his ruling and reigning at your right hand. He himself is our peace. Take a moment, reflect on, remember, and express gratitude for the peace that you have right now with God through faith in Jesus. Holy Spirit, come and stir up our experience of the peace of God through the rhythms and practices you have invited us into. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which you indeed were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. You, Lord, keep those in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. Perfect peace, stayed mind. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. To set the mind on the Spirit, to stay the mind on you, is life and peace. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What are your anxieties today? What are your requests today? Make them known to Him with thanksgiving. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Stay your mind on Him. Set your mind on the Spirit. Think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. And the God of peace will be with you. Father, we thank you that the peace we have with you never wavers, is never at jeopardy or vulnerable, but is firmly rooted in your character, covenant commitment to us through the performance of Christ. But we recognize that the peace of God in our lives can waver, can be hindered, according to what we actively give our minds to. May this Christmas season and forevermore, our minds be given to that which is truly life, truly peace, Jesus Christ. He Himself is our peace. Peace He is, peace He has, and peace He freely gives. May His peace rule in our hearts at all times and in every way. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace.